From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Global bankers and finance ministers from the group of 20 wealthy and developing nations are cautioning that an apparent recovery of the world economy is still fragile. At their meeting in London, they pledged to maintain stimulus measures such as extra government spending and keeping interest rates low. Larry Miller has more from London.
Despite the improvement in the global economy, the G20 finance ministers agreed it's too early to discuss an exit strategy from the stimulus measures taken at the height of the economic crisis. They pointed to signs in the markets and elsewhere the recovery is underway, but said there can be no complacency. U.S. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner.
You would not have had this much improvement in confidence and these initial signs of recovering growth without those actions to protect the financial system.
The finance ministers promised global financial institutions would be more highly regulated and banks would need to put aside more reserves to balance the risks they take. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Officials in California say they're making progress against that huge wildfire north of Los Angeles that killed two firefighters. They say it's nearly halfway contained tonight, and Kurt Schaefer of the Los Angeles County Fire Department says at the moment the weather appears to be helping.
We have cooler temperatures, higher humidities, which slows down some of the fire behavior.
Still, Schaefer says firefighters are dealing with a couple of flare-ups. Meanwhile, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the person who started the fire. The fire was ruled an arson earlier this week. The Obama administration is taking steps to encourage Americans to save more for retirement. The president announced the moves in his weekly media address. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Experience has shown that Americans are more likely to save for retirement if they don't have to think too much about it. So the administration's encouraging more employers to make retirement savings automatic. Workers could still opt out, but President Obama says more workers should have the chance to put money aside.
And having too little in savings not only leaves people financially ill-prepared for retirement, but also for whatever challenges life brings. It places in jeopardy so many dreams, from owning a home to attending college.
Today's actions make it easier for small companies to set up savings plans and for workers to sock away their tax refunds or unused vacation pay. Eventually, the White House wants Congress to require most companies to provide savings plans and to expand rewards for workers who take part. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
A pair of astronauts from Space Shuttle Discovery have wrapped up their latest spacewalk. Tonight's walk was the third and final one for this mission. Discovery's 13-day flight is scheduled to end with a landing back in Florida on Thursday. And from Washington, this is NPR News. There have been a couple of big upsets this weekend at the U.S. Open Tennis Championship. Sandy Roddick has been eliminated by fellow American John Isner, who served up 38 aces in posting his victory. Roddick gives Isner credit for doing what he had to do to win the tiebreakers.
He played really good breakers. I don't know that I missed the ball in either one of the breakers, you know, except the last pass, but that was kind of it was a tough ball anyway. So, you know, he played well when he had to.
Roddick is the first of the top 16-seeded men to lose at the Open. And while Isner provided the biggest upset on the men's side, a little-known teenager, Melanie Udan, has followed up her win over Russia's Elena Dmitrieva with a victory over another Russian. Udan upset Maria Sharapova to advance at the U.S. Open. From Flushing Meadows, New York, Tandalea Wilder reports.
It was a kind of Cinderella moment for the 17-year-old Marietta, Georgia native, who seemed awestruck over her win against Maria Sharapova, the 2006 U.S. Open winner. With the crowd in her corner, the American overcame first set jitters and settled into her game, controlling play from the baseline and artfully mixing up her serves, just enough to edge out the gutsy grunter Sharapova 3-6, 6-4, 7-5. The Russian hurt her own cause with an eye-popping 21 double faults. Udan says she hopes to keep the magic going against her next opponent, the number 13 seed, Nadia Petrova. For NPR News, I'm Tandalea Wilder at the U.S. Open in New York.
The latest upset involves top-ranked Dinara Safina. She was beaten tonight by 72nd-ranked Petra Vitova. This is NPR News.